السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر شاهد دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning, the 9th of Ramadan. حضرة مفتي صاحب، may Allah bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health, and Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. حضرة مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, is the 9th of Ramadan 1446. And we know in most parts of the world, today is already the 10th of Ramadan, one third of Ramadan almost finished. In most parts of the world, Allah Jalla wa'ala accept all our broken efforts and ibadat and acts of worship. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, the chapter regarding the radiance and effulgence, and focus on verses number 23, 24 and 25. We are still continuing with the waqiat if the hypocrites made wild allegations, accusations against the honorable spouse and wife of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. To understand today's lesson, go to chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse 4. Where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke about those people who slander the chaste women, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ, and they cannot produce four male witnesses. So there the word used is muhsanat, that they are chaste. But when it came to the honorable wives and spouses of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Almighty Allah used two extra qualities. And that is al-ghafilat, al-mu'minat, to show us that they are so pure that these type of thoughts do not even enter their hearts and minds. So that is a great, great praise from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for honorable spouses and the beloved wives of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 32. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala praises the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam and say, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. O you, the honorable wives of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like any other lady in this world. You are the best of the best, and you will be with the Master alayhi salatu salam in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So all this clear-cut evidence, how great, exalted their rank and status is. So let's see what Almighty Allah teaches us. Chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse number 23. Inna alladhina, verily those people like the hypocrites, yarmuna al-muhsanat al-ghafilat al-mu'minat. Almighty Allah mentions three adjectives, three qualities. Yarmun, that they're making wild accusations, allegations of adultery. Allah forbid. Against who? Against those ladies. Yarmun al-muhsanat, who are chaste. Al-ghafilat, they are so pure, unmindful of these things here. All these dirty thoughts, all these type of impure things do not enter their hearts and mind. and al-mu'minat, and remember that they are true believers. The only people in this day and this age who will continue with the slander against Mother Aisha Siddiqa are the kuffar Shias. Therefore, we have no doubt in it that the Shias are 100% kuffar from Khomeini downwards and from Khomeini and his predecessors. So they speak all those nonsensical things here. And that's why this punishment comes to them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They are cursed in this worldly life and they are cursed in the year after. Therefore, when we take their name, we say لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. Allah has cursed them. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be the exclusive rahmatul alameen. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe in creation. Chapter 21, Surah. So remember that this Surah Al-Anbiya regarding the prophets and messengers, and verse 107. He rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi. Idha ra'aytumul ladhina yasubbuna ashabi. When you see those people swearing, cursing, denigrating, my beloved students, my companions, faqulu, then you say that la'anatullahi ala sharrikum, you curse them. So you must curse them. That is the instruction of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah is saying, لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. They are deprived of the special mercy of Almighty Allah. In my travels to so many countries, two groups of people I saw. Whether you see, you don't see, that's your business. But if you look at their faces properly, you will see the curse of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is on them. One is the Jutla, the Jews, and one are the Shias. And both of them our arch enemy. وَلَوْهُمَ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them is a grievous punishment and chastisement, meaning everlasting Jahannam, they will dwell and stay there. Wallahi, in the light of Quran Sharif, if any person continues with the slander against Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, one is a person made a mistake and then got punished. He made tawbah, so Allah will forgive them. But those people who continued with it, like the Shias and that of today, so remember, 100% kufar, 100% Jahannam, خَالِدًا مُخَلَّدًا فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay in Jahannam forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom. See what Almighty Allah states. يَوْمَ, on that day of justice, that day of judgment, تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ. Their tongues will bear testimony against them. وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ. Their hands and their feet all will bear testimony. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Because of their deeds and actions that are continuous. كَانُوا came. كَانُوا before the verb means istimrar, dawam. Always they are saying these type of things. Always they are doing these type of things. They hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and they hate Siddiqa, Abu Bakr Siddiq's beti, Sahib Zadi, Ladli, beloved daughter. They hate Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu with a passion, the Shias kuffar, and they hate the Ladli, the daughter of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu. So people like that, wallahi, they're out of the fold of Islam. Bima kanu ya'malun, because of their deeds and actions, action and reaction, cause and effect. Then the day of justice, Yawma Idhi, on that day, the day of reckoning, the day of justice, the day of judgment, Yuwaffihimullah, Almighty Allah will unleash the full punishment against them. deen humul haq. I always tell you that Islam is called deen because deen means justice. Maliki yawmiddin, every day you are reading it. Allah is the sole possessor, owner of the day of justice. See, in this text and context, yuwaffihimullahu deenahumul haqq. Oh, Almighty Allah will let his true justice prevail and they will be punished fully. So when a person enters Jannah, and which is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, a person enters Jahannam and the hellfire, that is the adalat, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Deenahumul haqq, the true justice. Wa ya'alamun, and then they will know, all these kuffar, shias and others who hate the sahaba and the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, they will come to know. Wa ya'alamuna anna Allah, that verily Almighty Allah wal haqqul mubeen, he is the one and only that makes the truth apparent at all times, all places, all circumstances. What a beautiful lesson, honoring the honorable wives and spouses of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it is imperative, mandatory, compulsory upon us to protect and preserve the namus, the honor and dignity of the Ahlul Bayt, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, first and foremost Ahlul Bayt, and then they become Sahabiyat and so forth. So every Sahabi's honor, dignity, we have to defend and protect it. That is our hallmark and that is our unique feature. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Chapter 57, Surah Hadid, the chapter regarding iron and steel. Verse number 10. For every Sahabi, male, female, adult and child, Allah has promised each one of them Jannat al-Firdaus. So who are we to go and criticize and castigate them? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the 9th of Ramadan, 1446, we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Israel, the cursed nation, the outcast, and now they are feeling the temperature. So yesterday, they cut off the electricity to Gaza. So imagine another war crime. And 1 week now, no humanitarian aid has come into Gaza. No food, no fuel, no medication. And they say they want the release of 59 hostages. So when are you going to release all our prisoners? They whom you are torturing, whom you are persecuting, whom you are raping, you haramis, you cursed nation, you swines. So remember, Allah called you swines and monkeys. Chapter 5, verse number 60. So remember, in America, the rows and ructions are increasing. One side is Musk, the special advisor to Trump, and one side is the Secretary of State, Foreign Minister Rubio. So the two of them had a terrible, furious row, and they said, why are you cutting so much aid and so forth? So this will continue. Trudeau, just as Trudeau there of Canada resigned, already there's a new leader and new Prime Minister for Canada, Mark Carney. Mark Ghani, maybe he's Ghani, but he changed it to Carney. We don't know. So you will hear his name. According to the Haaretz newspaper, majority of the Jews and Israelis say that Bibi Netanyahu must resign. He doesn't want to allow the Commission of Inquiry of the 7th of October 2023, because he is 100% guilty. Trump was trumpeting away, was asked, which is the greatest threat to humanity? And he said, it is nuclear. So there we agree with him. And remember that the health ministry in Saudi Arabia says, if anybody brings a fake sick leave, so he will be fined 100,000 Saudi riyals. For those of you who don't understand the Saudi currency, in our South African money, that is half a million rand for bringing and producing fake sick leave forms. Settlers there in Palestine, occupied Palestine, West Bank, they got a hold of a Palestinian and rolled this car down in the hill, so forth, you see, just for fun. So therefore, we say, One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. In Syria, the Sunnis are killing the Alawites. Alawites are the Pakka Kafir Shias. But the way they are doing it is not Islamic. You must remember that. There's no court case, there's no nothing. They just catch them and shoot them. So more than 1,000 people, remember, have been killed. But the same Syrian government and that who are in charge now have not shot one bullet into Israel. So therefore, there are big question marks that are they really the Mujahideen or are they also another passengers and sell out and so forth. Trump is bulldozing Bibi Netanyahu to make the Gaza deal, to seal the deal. And ISIS also, how the Syrian government never attacked Israel. So ISIS also never ever attacked Israel because they were established by Israel and by America as far as ISIS go. But the Western media won't tell you that. Trump, you see, Trump, he loves his golf. So he's got the golf course there in Scotland. So that golf course of his was vandalized. So whoever did it, we salute you. As long as you cause harm to America, you cause harm to Israel. And they told them, Trump, you want to take Gaza, we will take your golf course and we will vandalize it. And what can you do, you harami, you see? So that is why many things will still happen, inshallah, to teach the Americanos and the Yankees and the Jutlas and Jutlis and Zionists a big lesson still. Nepal, Kathmandu, you see, the ex-king returned there and he is demanding the monarchy be reinstalled there. Huge rows and ructions there in Nepal. The silence of the feminist movement and the Western media and Western politicians, majority of them on the genocide in Gaza, is very, very shocking. Remember that they speak of human rights, they speak of democracy only when whiteys are involved, when it is Muslims, when it is people of other skin, then they opt for silence. So therefore they are a bunch of hypocrites and we must name them, shame them and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us. But Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. So the fires are raging on in New York, America, called Long Island. So Long Island got long worries. The fire is burning. Hey Trump, that you said you're going to bring the golden age for America. So many fires already in your first 50 days. So what can you do, Trump? Absolutely nothing. Almighty Allah is humiliating you and the administration. Heavy rains and storms in Australia, in the Gold Coast. We went there to Gold Coast. So you must remember that. So that's right there. From, you know, Brisbane, you go Gold Coast and all these areas there. Sydney and what have you, you go to. So anyway, so that is how the places we visited there when we went, Sydney, Brisbane, Gold Coast, and few other places as well. Huge, huge problems in Romania. You see, the guy who was supposed to participate in the elections is pro-Russian. So they disqualified him. And now there are big protests and rallies against the government. So why have you disqualified this person? Everybody is supposed to be given a free, fair chance. But they'll say free and fair elections. Most of the time it's cooked up and so forth. You can see about Trump and all that. Everything is coming out also now. Israeli Defense Force, forever they are chopping and changing and evolving, remember that. So the Israeli Diaper Force, all of them wear diapers. They just hear Hamas and they start urinating, defecating the haramis. So a new spokesperson for the Israeli Diaper Force. Listen to this story. You think America is very great. America is just. America is a zalim. There are 10-pot dictators. There's a Palestinian student. His name Mahmoud Khalil. He's holding a green card, a legal citizen of America, a bona fide student there at the Columbian University. Yesterday, they picked him up and said that you were the protagonist and you were the person who arranged all these marches, pro-Palestinian and so forth. Now imagine the Jutlas, they can have pro-Israeli marches. But in America today, and Britain today, and some of these Western capitals, if you have a pro-Palestinian march, then remember, they might arrest you, they might give you a warning, they might fine you, and then they will tell you about human rights, they want to tell you about justice, they want to tell you of democracy. The biggest haramis are these people. If you don't understand the term harami, it means an illegitimate child. But that is too kind a word for them. B, and big B's they are. Your Trump and your Britain, your Tony Blair and all his characters who came after him. You remember the Indian Sunak? Where the hell are you, Sunak? You must remember. I told you to go back to India. You and Modi can eat pan. You see that? So remember, both 100% anti-Muslim, anti-Islam. And they get so humiliated. So that is what they do. But they want to come teach and preach everybody else. Let's come to our own country, beloved country. Cry, my beloved country, you know. So northern Johannesburg, you're going to experience big amount. Big problem, shortage of water. Be honest, ANC, whether it is Cyril, whether it is Lasufi, whether it is anybody else. You guys made such a mess of South Africa. You know, sometime a vehicle is involved in an accident. So you say that we can't even take it to the panel beaters. It is badly damaged beyond repairs. You are taking South Africa to such a stage, it might become a complete failed state and a complete disaster, you know. South Africa was a beautiful country. Apartheid must be condemned. But they gave it to you on the plate, and what you did, every avenue you messed up, remember that, for the people, and you only enriched yourself. Each one of you became a multimillionaire or a multi-billionaire and good for nothing. Therefore, me, I told you all 30 years ago, I'll never vote for ANC, and I'm very happy about that. It's a decision in my life. I never ever regret whether people like or not. Just look at the next news item. All this you will find in the Citizen and so forth. The national sex offenders in South Africa. So in South Africa, how many people are they either guilty already or either they are waiting, you must remember. More than 40,000 people are considered as sex offenders. If you want the whole article and all the details, then go to the Citizen newspaper and you will find it there. How can a nation, you must remember, survive like this when majority of your children are bees and illegitimate children and so forth of all understand race groups and so forth. Forth and so on. So you will find them in the African, in the colored, in the Indian, and in the white and everything. Not everyone, obviously, but in many cases you will find that a shame, a national shame and disgrace. But today, that is the system in South Africa. The budget will be presented, the belated budget, one should say, on the Wednesday, the 12th of March. So let's see what happens to VAT and so forth. Why they want to increase VAT? So they can steal more. That is the quick answer. So that is there. They say they are helping the poor, but they harm the poor the most. Who is going to be the most affected? The poor, obviously. Everything goes up, you must remember. If you take the VAT from 15% to 17%, a shame and disgrace. ESCOM, they told us no more load shedding. Load shedding is something of the past. But you see, 2-3 days we had load shedding. Yesterday they suspended it. Today again you will find that some parts will have load shedding. This generator collapsed. That machine collapsed. This collapsed. You have collapsed, you hopeless characters. You can't run any department properly and efficiently and so forth because of three reasons. Crime, and you must remember, corruption, and because of your belly for your own bills. The cronyism, you see. If you're a supporter, member of ANC, whether you qualified or not, you will get the job. What an indictment that is. So remember that today in the interview with Mona Zahid Khan, we will discuss about Tarawih, about Fitra and Fidya, and all the related issues that people normally ask now during this month of Ramadan. And then 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Wherever you are, time is going. 1/3 of Ramadan is finished today at iftar time, and it shows that 1/3 is gone. So that is for majority countries. For us in South Africa, tomorrow, Tuesday, iftar time, 1/3 of Ramadan will be gone. So let us not kill time and waste time. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, نِعْمَتَانْ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. 2 bounties of Almighty Allah. Majority of the people, Muslim, non-Muslim, they squander it and waste it. Which are these 2 bounties? الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ, our health, which Almighty Allah has blessed us with, and our leisure time. So use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.